FM. Neil Diamond, a star sung blue at 23 minutes before 2 on Golden 101 with Bill Winters, Dick Everton at 2 o'clock today. For men only, the greatest name in completely undetectable hair pieces. For men only, hair replacements are really unbelievably, impeccably, and completely undetectable. Call 212-544-4800. That's 544-4800. Only, for men only, gives you the incredible, completely undetectable hair replacement. If you have a hair problem or have a hair piece bought someplace else and you're dissatisfied, visit for men only at 12512 Queens Boulevard, Suite 10, Queens, New York, or call 212-544-4800. Whether it's a new hair replacement or hair weave, visit for men only. Everything is done on the premises in privacy. Ask for Mr. Dante or Mr. Martin. Call for men only, 544-4800. That's 544-4800. Remember, for men only at 544-4800.
Greatest hits of all time, WCBS-FM.
FM during the twist, Mr. Chubby Checker. 19 minutes before 2 o'clock on the Bill Winters Show, Solid Gold CBS FM. A Thursday that's sunny, breezy, and kind of cold. High of 40 to 45, clear and cold tonight, low near 30. Tomorrow sunny, seasonable temperatures, and a chance of rain for the St. Patrick's Day Parade Saturday. Spinners now. The crest, Mr. Dine Gold, 13 minutes before 2, Golden 101 with Bill Winters.
Every car maker would have you believe his car is the answer to the gas shortage. Yet if you listen to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, you'd have to believe the Honda Civic is the answer. Because when that government agency tested 1974 cars for gas mileage, the four-speed Honda Civic came in first. At 29.1 miles per gallon, the Honda Civic was able to squeeze more miles out of a gallon of gas than any other economy car tested. More than Volkswagen, more than the Ford Pinto, more than the Chevy Vega, more than Datsun, more than Toyota. More miles per gallon than anybody. The Honda Civic.
Test drive the EPA Mileage Champion at any one of 22 Honda Civic dealerships in the greater New York area. Check the yellow pages for the one nearest you.
With the way most Italian food companies advertise with their Italian spokesmen and Italian slogans, you'd think they were from Italy. Blarney. Only one Italian food company started in Italy, Buitoni. And if the others can use Italians, then Buitoni, the real McCoy, can have an Irishman. For nigh 147 years, Buitoni's been making and selling Italian food in Italy. And when they branched out here, they sold their foods in restaurants. First in the 39 World's Fair, then on Broadway. Food made in a kitchen. Well, now you can buy any of their 18 frozen dinners, heat them up, and sure and bugore, they still taste like they were made in an Italian kitchen. So, if you're looking for authentic Italian food, look for the packages that wear the green and the red. Buitoni, the Italian food company.
Time on Levy, 8 minutes before 2 o'clock. Golden 101 with Bill Winters and the Jamie.
It's summertime.
WCBS FM.
Get me on the horse.
of socket, truly higher and higher, Jackie Wilson. 1967, gold at 3 minutes before two, gold at 101, presenting the Dick Heatherton Show. Next up, right after 2 o'clock news, I'm Bill Winters. See you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Pat Boone.
Don't forbid me.
WCBS-FM, New York.
The Secretary of State and the Vice President disagree on the status of the Arab oil embargo. Bill Gilliland reporting, WCBS-FM News. Good afternoon. Henry Kissinger said today he has received no word yet on whether the Arab oil-producing countries intend to lift their embargo against the United States. Kissinger told newsmen that as regards the lifting of the embargo, your speculation will be as good as mine. Kissinger commented at an unusual personal appearance at the daily State Department briefing for correspondents. Earlier in the day, Vice President Ford said on the CBS Morning News he understood the embargo had been lifted. He said he had talked with Kissinger before making his remarks. But Kissinger told newsmen, there must have been some misunderstanding of my remarks. The two men were together last night at a dinner given by King Hussein.